Hi, this is Matt George, host of the Locked On Kings podcast. This is not today's Locked On Kings episode. That is still coming later today as I'm going to be joined by The Athletic's Jason Jones to talk about the Kings trade deadline and this recent press conference where GM of the Sacramento Kings, Monty McNair, spoke with the media for the first time since all these trades went down. I am playing, though, that full press conference for you unedited right now with all the media questions. You can hear every single second of what Monty McNair had to say. So here it is, Monty McNair's press conference speaking to the Sacramento media today after the trade deadline.
Hey, Monty, how are you?
Hey, James.
I think this trade deadline, maybe more than anything, showed us something about what you didn't do was break up your core. What does that mean moving forward for guys like Buddy Hield, Rashawn Holmes, Harrison Barnes, that you decided to keep this group together and maybe go for that 10 seed or the 8 seed this season?
Yeah, no, I think, we certainly evaluate all our options, but, I think our core has shown to be really productive this year. And, I think, like I said, one of our goals was to improve the depth around it. So I think the guys we brought in will do that. And I think also complement our core guys on both ends, right, and allow them to do what they do best.
Jason Anderson.
Sorry about that, guys. Monty, thank you for your time today, sir. Good to see you. To follow up on James's question, there's a lot of talk about Rashawn and what his role, his future is going to be with the team. How do you see that? Do you see a place for him with this team next year? And do you see a clear path to being able to re-sign him given some of the financial constraints you might have?
Yeah, no, I think, won't get into all the off-season plans, but Rashawn has been amazing for us this year. He's really having a career year and is the key to, I think, a lot of what we do on both ends. The energy he brings, his untouchable floater that everybody loves, and defensively, the ability to play in the paint and on the perimeter. He's been amazing, and we're excited to see him continue to do that for us.
Sean Cunningham.
Hey, Monty, how's it going?
Hey, good.
I guess when you talk about wanting to add defense and I would imagine physicality in some of these players that you targeted, knowing that you guys here are sitting now 20-25, seeing kind of the progress of the season, how much of it was a help now situation based on possibly maybe what lies ahead when you approach this deadline?
Yeah, no, I think, Sean, like, we want to add value when we see it. And, I think these guys, all of these guys can not just help us now, but really potentially be a part of our future. We target guys, not just young players that can continue to develop and progress, but guys who are in their prime or just about to enter it and can continue to be part of this team. If we're able to do that. So, I think all four of these guys can step in and be a part of what we're trying to do.
Jason Jones.
Hey, Monty.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, just in terms of the guys you added, how important was lineup flexibility? With the you talked about DeLon being able to play off the ball and on the ball. Mo's a guy who can play both four spots. Because when you guys go small, you don't have a lot of, outside of Harrison, you don't have a big wing or big wings that you can go out there with experience.
Yeah, for sure. Harrison kind of has been filling that big wing for us by himself. I think Mo can do a lot of that as well, play both forward spots. And like you mentioned, some teams have even played him a little bit at the five. I think the lineup versatility is great, certainly for injuries and all the rigors of the season, but also just to give Luke options depending on the matchup that night. And so I think, DeLon can certainly play on the ball or off the ball, right? He can play next to Ty, next to De'Aaron, or he can, run the offense if needed. So Terrence, I think, can play the two and the three, and Chris can play the four or the five. And, it just continues to add to that ability to kind of mix and match as needed.
Marshall Harris.
Hi, Monty.
Hey.
When you look at your rookies this season, can you give us an idea of what you expected out of them and whether they matched, exceeded those expectations, specifically with not only the guys in the G League, obviously, in that bubble, but also Tyrese Haliburton, who's now a starter in with the big club?
Yeah. First of all, nice shirt, man. You got the Sonic going. Those are popped up all over Texas. Yeah, obviously Ty has been great. I think deservedly in the rookie of the year conversation. I think tomorrow I get to hand him another rookie of the month trophy. He's I think outperformed all expectations, but our other guys as well. You know, we were able to get both Robert and Jamias down to the G League bubble and get them some time. Both were, you know, I think very productive. We saw some growth, for them and we are excited for the future to get the Stockton Kings back and get them, you know, a full season, but that's what we could do this year. And, you know, we're really excited to see them going forward.
Tony Martin.
Hey, Monty, thanks for taking out the time to chat with us. We haven't been able to get to you this season, which, we understand, you know, you work behind the scenes. I do want to ask you about Coach Walton. It's been a roller coaster ride. Win streak, losing streak, win streak, losing streak. Right now they're playing well. He did say, you know, he and you have discussions from time to time. Just want to get your thoughts about the job that he's doing right now. And because we know how passionate he is, you know, about turning things around and making sure this organization is going in the right direction. Just want to get your thoughts about his job and what he's doing right now.
Yeah, no, Luke's been great. You know, as we've talked about before, you know, it's a tough situation for him, right? For a new GM to come in. And, you know, we've had injuries throughout the year. I mean, everybody knows what a crazy year it's been in the world and certainly for the NBA. And he's kind of juggled all that, I think, really well. And, you know, has the team playing well again. And hopefully these guys will come in and stabilize even further, right? Where if we do take injuries or hit a tougher patch of the schedule, that those guys can come in and give us a little more punch, especially off the bench. But Luke's been great and done a great job to keep the guys steady through those tougher patches and also not, you know, let them get too high. You know, obviously we've had some good stretches as well, and just keep them even keeled, ready to go.
Katie.
Hi, Monty. I wanted to ask you kind of about the play recently of De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Haliburton tandemly together. And when you drafted Ty, was this something that you envisioned for the future? And has it progressed quicker than you thought it might?
Yeah, well, last night was something, huh? I mean, I wish we had all our fans in the building. I'm sure De'Aaron would have gotten to standing O. As he came off after his 44 points. And, you know, Ty had, I forget what they combined for in the first half. But, I mean, I think we're starting to see what those two guys can not just do on their own, but together. And certainly Ty is ahead of schedule for any rookie. So, and De'Aaron, you know, we all forget now, you know, but he's, I think, 23. So, you know, those guys are special. We saw it last night and we're seeing it, on a more and more consistent basis. I think it's fun to watch and, I'm glad to be one of the few in the building that gets to see it. And I hope, the rest of the Sacramento fan base gets to get in there and cheer them on soon.
Matt George.
Hi, Monty. Thank you so much for doing this. There were conflicting outside reports throughout the season that you would be buyers or sellers at the deadline based off of the ups and downs of the team. Would you have classified yourselves as buyers at this deadline? And then at what point did you know that the play-in push was the direction you wanted to go?
Yeah, I think really we saw this year there was some maybe traditional buy sell moves, but you know, I think where we categorized ourselves was like value buyers, and you know, we kind of explore all opportunities, and this is what, you know, kind of came to the forefront. I think like I said, these guys that we acquired the ability to maybe help us this year, of course, but also be, you know, be a part of our future, and just really allowed us also to maintain all that optionality, I think, going forward, and set us up well. So, yeah, I think we always try to be flexible as possible and not cut off any avenues, see what's out there and do the best we can.
Come on.
Hey, Monty, nice to meet you. My question is kind of a follow-up to Katie's question. What do you think the potential of that Fox-Halliburton dynamic is? And then are there any players on the roster that really caught you by surprise this season?
Yeah, no, I think, Fox and Ty are, like I said, continuing to show night in and night out, what a special pairing we think they can be. Really dynamic. I think everybody sees it on the offensive end, but on the defensive end as well. I think De'Aaron especially, has grown into a leadership role, which is a new part of his role as he continues to progress. So, on our team, I think, in addition to Ty, who I think is, we had high expectations and he's outplayed those. Would want to mention Rashawn, having a career year. Harrison has always been a great player in this league, but maybe even having his best year. Buddy, I think we've seen what, I think he's second in the league in threes, continues to do what he does. So, all up and down the roster, I think, Kyle Guy had his career high last night, right? You never know, what it's going to be. And, we're excited that, the guys continue to do that and progress.
All right, go back to James Hand.
Hey, Monty, what kind of research did you guys do on Terrence Davis and his off the court situation? And what made you comfortable to extend a second round pick for a young guy who does have some stuff off the court?
Yeah, on the off court stuff, we certainly take all that stuff very seriously. His case is closed, and I think going forward, we'll of course uphold the standards that we've set here. And then on the court, like I said, I think his combination of shooting, and then on the defensive end, tough-nosed, hard-nosed defense, and the ability to get him in, see what he can do, and potentially make him part of our future was worth that.
Sean Cunningham.
Monty, I was just curious how you, what you made of your first trade deadline experience with Sacramento overall. I mean, obviously, first year GM, and there might be those out in the league that think you might have to operate in a world of desperation, maybe because of the way the season's gone or just the situation in general. So I'm sure there might have been those that might have thought that they could take advantage of you somehow. I don't know, but just overall your experience with this whole thing so far.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely a weird trade deadline. My wife gave birth to our third nine or 10 days ago, which kicked the whole thing off. And, but then, the last week or so being in here with our group, we were able to, thanks to our group for letting us, get all our testing done and have a room set up so we could be, compliant with all those things, but get our work done. And, it was really fun to see everything come together, and I think ultimately result in something we're excited about. So it was definitely unique and different, but in a lot of ways the same thing we've done for that I've been a part of the last 12 or 13 years in Houston. Hopefully we did brought a lot of the good things over. We have people from many different good organizations, and we're continuing to build on all those ideas and hopefully make this even better.
Jason Jones.
Yeah. How much of the decisions you made at the deadline were dictated by the standings, in the sense that you guys have played you've played well enough lately and even last month to where you're still in the mix to get into the top 10?
Yeah, I think, really it was more of, less of looking at the standings and more of looking at what was out there. And we felt like these moves, not just can help us this year and continue to help us compete on a nightly basis and build those, that winning culture that I think the results will follow from that. But also, you know, guys that give us the ability to build out the team in the future, you know, young guys, guys in their prime, who play the style of play that we want to play. And we were just, you know, like I said, we're value buyers. We thought we got great value, and that was really the driving force.
Jason Anderson.
Hi, Monty. Let's see here. I want to figure out which one of these I want to ask you about. You know, I guess we've noticed kind of an archetype with players. You seem to like guys who are long and athletic, and you've filled a number of roster spots since you got here with those kinds of guys. Are you looking for more of that, and does this team need more of that? And I guess along those same lines, what have you learned about this team over, you know, just a few months here in terms of what you have and what you feel like you need?
Yeah, no, I think, there's characteristics that I think, you know, winning players have, and hopefully we're continuing to build a team of those types of guys. You know, and I think the flexibility that, and really like DeLon, Mo, Terrence, and Chris fit this of like somebody asked at the very beginning, like allowing us to have so much optionality, right? Like I think DeLon, especially, you look at him, many nights he's going to play off the ball. De'Aaron and Ty are fantastic with the ball in their hands. But DeLon has also run the offense for some great teams. And so the nights that we need him to do that, he can do that. So to me, it's about continuing to build those options in, so Luke can look down the bench and pick out whatever he needs and put it in there to help us win that night.
Marshall Harris.
Monty, knowing what you know and what you've learned about this team so far this season and where you are in the standings, currently just a couple of games out of that 10 spot, how much will your evaluation of the team success, the coach's success, individual player success, will be whether or not you finish in the top 10 and looking at the standings, or will it be something deeper for you in year one for you?
Yeah, I think, like I've said, certainly like we want to win, but it's all about, I think for us, like right now, we got to build that culture first. I think when I came in, that was the big theme. We need the style of play that we want, the competitors we want, the culture we want. We build those things, and the talents and the wins and all that will follow. So to me, it's more about how we're playing as opposed to whether the results went our way that night. So,
Tony Harvey.
Yeah, Monty, last night before the game started, Steve Kerr said that about 12 players and coaches, including himself, went to go get vaccinated in San Francisco right around the Chase Center, at Kaiser to be exact. Just want to know if you can fill us in on any information as far as the Kings basketball operation and what they're doing, hopefully to prepare for these type of medical things that's coming up as far as vaccination.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we certainly support all the efforts the NBA is doing to get players and staff vaccinated. And, you know, I think for us, it's about continuing to work with the local and state authorities to make sure that, that we're able to do that, you know, at the correct time. So hopefully soon. And I think it'd be great for the guys when that'll happen.
Matt George.
Monty, you probably know better than most the talent at the top of this upcoming draft. I know you have a presence or a present focused, but kind of a bit of a GM philosophy question. How do you balance the focus on the present with the possibilities of this draft, the future, this offseason, and beyond?
Yeah, I think we have the trade deadline provides one opportunity to improve the team. As we talked at the last draft, the draft is another. And, we will use that pick, whether it's, you know, to draft a player or to use it in a package to find somebody else who can improve the team. So, you know, I think we've started to see some of the talent out there. I got, you know, all our guys are out with obviously the NCAA tournament in play right now, finishing up our evaluations as best we can. And You know, when the draft comes this summer, I think we'll be ready.
All right, G-Man, Gary Gerald.
Monty, I'm curious about, there's so much talk about defense and the need to get better. How painful was it in that stretch where the Kings are giving up 125 a night? And how encouraging is it now to see that number coming down and trending in a better direction?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's certainly encouraging that we've played better on that end. And, you know, I think these guys coming in are really gonna help solidify that even further. But ultimately, yeah, we want to score at least one more point than the other team. So however we can do it. But we did see an area for improvement there. And, you know, I really do think we were able to address that. So that was exciting.
We'll take a few more. Sean Cunningham.
I was hoping you could shed some light on the Fiondu situation, obviously grabbing him and then the decision to release him. Also, that with that trade, it was my understanding it's a pretty heavily protected second round pick. Can you kind of explain it?
Yeah, we had basically a trade exception that was going to expire on Monday, I guess. And so, you know, Fiondu was a guy that we were able to take in. We had to make the decision then before we knew what the rest of our deadline would look like. Ultimately, we ended up doing lopsided trades on Thursday. And so the way that those rules work out, we unfortunately had to, you know, figure out a couple guys to waive, and he ended up being one of them. So,
Katie Hunter.
Monty, I just wanted to ask you just on the season where you think the biggest areas of growth have been and kind of what you want to see for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, I think, you know, Luke and his staff have done a great job, you know, of continuing to implement our philosophy of, you know, kind of playing fast and aggressive. And, you know, I think our offense has really shown a lot of promise, and like I just said, our defense is showing signs of improvement, and so that's been great to see. You know, I think we certainly have some young talent on the roster, and seeing De'Aaron and Marvin and Tyrese, among others, continue to improve has been great, as well as, you know, really like guys are more veteran guys, like I mentioned, Rashawn and Harrison, among others, have been able to step up their game as they enter their prime. So really it's been exciting to see all up and down the roster, you know, guys continuing to find ways to evolve their games and help the team.
James Ham.
Yeah, Monty, with De'Aaron and Tyrese starting together, you've had to move Buddy over to the three. Just what are your early thoughts on how he's doing there? Does this run here give you a longer look to see if maybe a three-guard set with those guys would work long-term? Just, you know, overall, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, so far this year, those three guys playing together has been fantastic. Those lineups have consistently won, and so that's been really encouraging to see. Gave us confidence that when we needed to, that with Marvin's injury, that those guys could start and play big minutes together. So, Buddy's super versatile. And you know, he's a big, strong, you know, athletic body that can handle some of those bigger wings, as needed. Obviously Golden State last night had, a pretty big lineup out there, and Buddy was able to handle those guys all up and down. So, you know, that kind of gives us the versatility, to slide him in where needed. Obviously in what's a little bit of a smaller starting lineup, but it's been really fun to see. And then offensively, there's so much space out there with him, his shooting and the small lineup that it provides, and gives De'Aaron the opportunity to continue to attack and create opportunities.
Jason Anderson.
Monty, you just mentioned Marvin, and there were some reports that you had talks with at least a couple of teams about him. What, you know, given his unfortunate, you know, kind of run here with the injuries and stuff, what do you see for him in the future? And if I can ask, how much of a roadblock is some of the social media stuff in terms of your vision for him and paths that you might have in either direction?
Yeah, and Marvin's, I think, made great improvement this year. It's really been exciting to see. You know, he's added more to his three-point shot and improvements on the defensive end. And yeah, the injury came at an unfortunate time. But yeah, we certainly, you know, it's all as I think Luke does a great job of explaining, you know, we're worried about internal, and Marvin's been great. We're excited to get him back, you know, happy that he was able to avoid surgery on his injury and should be back here in just a few weeks to continue to contribute.